Wait, L.A.? Los Angeles?
California.
That's awesome, man. What do you do out there?
I'm an actor.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
And fucking movies?
Fucking movies, pretty much.
Look at you. What? Anything I've seen? What movies?
Oh, all sorts of movies with all-male casts.
All-male casts? Like Glengarry Glen Ross? Like that?
Like Glenn and Gary suck Ross's meaty cock and drop their hairy nuts in his eager mouth.
Is that like a sequel?
Sort of. To reimagine.
Oh, like The Wiz.
More than that.
What if this old house would talk? What a story it would tell. It would tell about the good times and the bad times as well. It would tell about the love that lived and died inside these walls. And the sound of little footsteps running up and down the hall.
Hello and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
All right. Welcome
Danny's
back.
With us again.
I just won't leave.
You've been here for so many weeks, man.
So many weeks.
Practically live here again.
What day is it now? December 9th. December 9th. Halfway. Is this halfway into December or halfway to Christmas? Is that what's happening?
I guess so.
According to the retail stores, this is the home stretch.
This is really the home stretch?
Yep.
I guess.
Hey, man, that's
make sure you get Christmas presents.
That's the second time we played a clip from Zach and Miri Make a Porno, and you know what? I think we're gonna try to keep that rolling.
That's not the line I wanted to hear.
Oh really? Oh man, man.
What was the line you wanted to hear?
Should we save it or should I try to find it again? I don't know.
Maybe we'll do it for the next show.
Maybe
while in the course of this show, I'll try to re-find it on the clips. Since we're doing it so lo-fi,
I try to remember where he actually says it though. I mean, I thought it was like after Zach and Miri meet up with him.
What is it? What is this? What's the line again? Or should we spill the beans?
They were like, "What's your latest project you're working on?" And then he's all like, "Shut your fucking mouth before I fuck it."
No, that's during the scene where he's talking to Superman, and he's like, shut your mouth. Yeah, he's like, they're trying to be romantic.
Oh yeah, no, that's when they get in the
fight.
Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they like Superman didn't want to officially like come out.
He's like, you're embarrassing me. Oh, shut your mouth before I fuck you.
And then Seth Rogen was like, look, they're fighting just titles. Like real people. They're fighting like real people.
Dude. I thought that was the name of one of his titles of one of his
shut
movies.
Shut your mouth before I fuck it. Not Glengarry meets drops of his balls.
In the eager mouth.
Dude, that sort of sounds like those messages that you're telling James, dude.
I know, it does. I think James should check out that movie even though he hates Seth Rogen. Do you think he ever would check that out?
Why do you think James hates Seth Rogen?
I actually James, don't know. James He's never Colin. Really fully explained.
Because a lot of people like Seth Rogen.
James, call in if you have a chance.
We'll see.
Oh, we were thinking about how we can one day make this go live, like stream it live. Is that a possibility, Danny?
That's kind of a scary thought, but I don't see why I wouldn't.
But why would it be scary? Well, first we would need a working computer. I don't have
people
a working
would actually
laptop.
See
you
us.
Would also you would very likely need a 7 second delay and a dump button.
Well, at least like have the radio show go live like on an A site or something like that.
Like I said, you're gonna need a 7 second like delay and a dump button just in case we like drop something a little too heavy.
Why?
Because who knows what happens when you're officially live.
Yeah, but like, would we actually change the way we talk? Like I figure, like the many subscribers we have daily, like enjoy the way that we are.
I think it's just a matter of security for like just you know information that might need to be a little more confidential.
Does that mean I would have to like hire a second person to be listening while we
quality
talk?
Control self scouting?
And they'll be like, and he would tell me like, Joe, you got.
But then meanwhile,
guys
we'll be getting like all these like Twitter
you need
entries
an associate
and
producer.
Yeah, we need like an associate like a yeah.
That's basically. The funny thing. You look at any like morning show or anything. They have an associate producer for that matter, but then they end up using the associate producer as a character and doing dumb stuff too.
Like I never,
I always thought it was a glorified title for like the show jockey stuntman.
Yeah.
At least the radio shows in Atlanta, I remember. They used to have him like dress up as like Santa Claus during the Christmas time. And then he had this skit where he went to this like really notorious homeless area, and he had boxes and boxes and boxes of cool menthol cigarettes, and homeless people would sit on his lap and ask him what he wanted for a pack of cigarettes. Jeez.
You know, like one skit that really irritates me that I've seen a lot of disc jockeys do is do trick or treating for beer.
What is that?
What?
I don't even know what that is.
The morning after Halloween, they'll just like send a little minion out to go trick or treating for beer.
I've never heard of that before.
This is the one
I've seen them do it a couple times, or I've heard them do it a couple times. It's just not really.
This is the one thing that I see a lot of people who are on the radio now or trying to be edgy on the radio. Not that I'm on the radio or anything, but they always try to bring in just like chicks. They always do the Howard Stern and try to get
the
girls to
porn stars
to do something. And they're always like, "Hi,
I'll be appearing at this club doing this and this and that.
We're dancing and these girls.
I like this impression of these girls.
Isn't that how like a lot of these girls talk now? They all talk like they have got helium in their voice now. They all talk like Manny Pacquiao.
It's actually really hot when a girl actually speaks as if she's got some intelligence in there.
It is. It's actually a beautifully amazing. But the type of girls you hear on the radio, they always have that sort of like...
More or less.
They're like, "Hi, my name is Pink Clit. I'm going to be at the club tonight."
Her name is like, Pink Clit. What? What the fuck?
There's this.
I'm thinking of a name in my head right now. What is it? Pink Clit.
I'm the Clit Commander.
Isn't that from
the Clit the right way?
You remember on Stripperella that they had a character like that
called the Pink Clit? is this what you're talking about, Danny, when we need that 7 second?
Maybe.
Yeah, but how are they supposed to censor it if we didn't end up talking about it for 20 minutes
or so? That's the worst part from
they have like guys call in and then they'll just like be like, "Hey, what's your favorite whatever?" And then the girls are like, it's just talking like that.
So like a few weeks ago,
I don't understand how that's sexy.
A few weeks ago now, I was listening to Dave Navarro's radio show, and he has callers, and he had Joanna Angel was a guest, and he had a caller. I think his name was, his name might have been Juan, but the way he was talking, like, let me try to impersonate it. We'll put the music down and. So we'll try to redo this scene. So Dave is like, "Hey, you're on the air with Joanna. What's up?" And there'll be like a pause. You know how like sometimes there's a big pause and
hello?
Yeah, then all of a sudden he's like, "Hey, hello?" And then the guy's like, "Hey, what's up? So you got a question?" "Yeah. So I'm just wondering." You know, they're like talk all low and stuff like that.
And then she was like,
"No, but here's the question." The question was like, "So, Joanna, when you do anal, does it like?" Then Joanna's like, "Are you like jacking off like right now?" And he's like, "Nah, nah." Like, but when you do anal. And then everyone, like, in the background starts laughing at him. I thought that was...
He couldn't talk.
That's sort of what I'm afraid of if we do have callers. People are like, "Hey, Joe, what's up?" And I'm like, "Hey, what's up, dude?" So, you know, they're just like...
Dude, I remember a lot of Howard Stern show. I was listening in the morning, and apparently, you know, he's so big, he's got callers from all over. So he has this caller from L.A., who was on hold for about like 45 minutes.
See, that has to suck, man.
No, but then what was his name? Gary or Baba Booey was like, Howard, we got this caller. He's been on hold for 45 minutes. He fell asleep and he's snoring. And then, Stern's like, "Hey, let's just put him on the air." And then, so you just hear this. So the guy's snoring, and then they're like, "Let's just leave the line open." So they're continuing the rest of the show, and then you just hear this guy snoring in the background.
That's so awesome. At least he got on the air.
Yeah, he got on the air.
Did he ever wake up?
No, never woke up. Stayed asleep the whole show.
So it's like he died.
He slept through the whole show. It's like he dialed in at like, you know, 3 in the morning and just passed out.
See, that's one of the things that like I feel that for our show, and I feel it's almost difficult, like, if we were to have our own radio show, like, actually, like, in the morning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That they have commercial breaks, right? And they have callers. But in our show, we go straight to, like, the conversation that we have in our show is probably equivalent to their 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't have music to play or anything like that.
Yeah, they usually have, like, computers and people who, you know, submit stories through email and give them things to talk about. We're just kind of winging it.
We just somehow grab something.
You know? Get over here! Topic just like Scorpion Spear over here.
And that's like, I always wonder about that. If I actually had like my own radio show, like would I go, because I always think that's like 4 hours, man.
I think if you do it long enough, you realize you run out of your own topics and you need stuff to inspire you to talk of something other things. Current events, you need the paper, you need the internet.
And then that's when you bring in the naked chick.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, look at the dick.
For the first time,
ladies and gentlemen, you have a naked chick on the air.
It's like married children. When you just run out of ideas, you have no choice but to bring in the hot piece of ass and just like stay on the screen for 5 minutes and the laugh track go, woo!
And also there is a couple of sites out there I've seen called like, basically show prep for disc jockeys.
Oh yeah.
And they basically tell you what to talk about that day, and so many people use that though, because when I'm flipping around the stations, they'll be talking about the same stuff,
like current day news and stuff.
Yeah, like
that.
Current day news.
Let's do the news.
Or it's not just the news, but it's
see,
just
our
like
news,
other,
our news is better than that.
Like your news is relevant to you.
yeah
but then they just have like little facts about the days, like they're like, did you know that today is like 10/10/2010 or something like that. Like they'll be, or that they did that for 9/9/09, like September 9/09.
Who cares?
They're like, oh my god, it's September 9/9.
But it's like, but like, who would really think about that unless like, you know, they look it up on, they have like facts of the day and stuff like that, or like on this
at
date.
At least present it well.
On this day.
On this day.
9/9/09 is lame. But if you went, today is 09/09/09, then it makes a little more sense.
But, then, you know, I'm just saying they have, like, little trivia that match that day, or, like...
Unless the trivia of the day can lead to, like, a good 10-minute story, it's pointless.
Yeah.
See, I feel weird because, like, you know what? Before doing this, I never actually listened to a lot of, like, radio shows. Or, you know, like, a lot of people listen to NPR. I don't really listen to a lot of NPR. I just went and I'm just like, we can do a show of just our conversations. Because usually a lot of times, We would just basically end up talking like this with some TV show on in the background.
Yeah.
More or less.
And then, you know, all of a sudden we're like, hey, why don't we just throw this on the internet?
Put it on the air.
Just tape it.
Yeah.
We should just record our conversations and listen, have other people listen.
I don't know if that makes us feel like we're like megalomaniacs or something like that.
We just have interesting conversations.
I hope so.
I hope.
If not, we just... all these millions of subscribers a day.
You're hoping that people who have similar interests are the ones listening.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sometimes you need the different perspectives, people with different opinions.
It was actually sort of tough for us to like narrow down, like, you know, when you sign up for like a, put this up on like the on iTunes, you have to put it like in a category and like, oh, it's supposed to this.
You should put it in like astrology. Astrology subcategory condiments. I made this t-shirt on this website called it wasn't Cafe Press, but it was like another place where you can Zazzle.
Oh yeah, I know Zazzle.
You can put up, I like their printing, so I went with Zazzle. And then it was basically a t-shirt to all like my internet baseball buddies, slandering this one player.
Jesus.
And then I put it up under sports, and then like that day it got taken down. I was like, god damn it.
What?
So I put it up back up under like philosophy, and then subcategory I put like food, subcategory I put condiments. It stayed up for like 32 days.
Jeez.
Before finally someone flagged it and it got caught.
Oh.
Got taken down again. But so, I sold like 40 shirts in the meantime though.
Really?
Yeah.
So on Zazzle you can sell to other people too? Can you have your own Zazzle store? Because I know you could do
that
with Cafe Press.
You can.
Is there, do you have a preference between Cafe Press and Zazzle?
What I liked about Zazzle is they have a bigger size. Or
you can get XXL or something?
No, not even the shirts. Your design can be a bigger size. Because Cafe Press, they're like, it has to be a square. It's like your maximum size is a 9x9, 300 DPI file. And then whereas Zazzle, you can have up to like 9x12 or something like that.
So you have a bigger printable area.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I utilize every inch of it if I can.
So you can have your own, I didn't know that Zazzle, you could have your own store.
Yeah.
I think Cafe Press has better
all my stuff
press is, about like being able to
I've
have
made,
your own store.
I made like $40 in royalties.
Dang.
Yeah. Because I didn't do it to make money. I just happened to, they just happened to give me a percentage for every shirt that sold. So I made like $40 on selling slanderous t-shirts, making fun of a baseball player.
Well, a lot of people must not like that baseball player too then,
man. I mean, let's say Atlanta Braves thing, and they all hated this guy.
So how did they find, besides your
friends? I gave them the link. Oh. I gave them the specific link to find the shirt, and then they all bought it. And I was like, don't be a dick. Don't distribute this link to someone who might flag it, because although a lot of people want the shirt.
Yeah.
And then naturally someone eventually did, and then was flagged, and then they took it down, and they sent me the email. They're like, this is your second strike. So I haven't put it up again since.
Man, that's what's been happening, or I don't know what's been happening, but Botchamania, dude.
Yeah.
I'm really pissed off. Like, I'm a huge fan of Botchamania, Matthew Botchamania, whatever. They've gone up to over 100. Oh, he's gone over up to 100 Botchamania episodes, and then freaking YouTube goes and takes it down. I look forward to that thing every single day, man.
You just cannot use like clips that are owned by the WWE.
It's just like, I mean, it's funny because it's just a majority of it, dude.
Exactly. And the fact that it takes as long as it does for it to get taken down means YouTube's not doing their job, or he's figuring ways around it. But I had one clip up on YouTube. It was literally a 3-second clip of Psychosis doing a flying plunge onto Alex Wright.
What made you choose to just put that up?
No, James and I were talking about it, and James is actually the one who introduced me to YouTube.
James introduced you to YouTube?
Yeah, he
really?
Was the one who introduced
that
me to YouTube.
Sounds so grand.
Well, no.
What year was this?
God, it was
when
like
did YouTube 2000, come into?
It started like in mid-2005, but it really didn't pick up steam until about 2006.
Because like these days, I can't really imagine a world without YouTube.
Yeah, nowadays
you know
YouTube
I don't even
is
know
so
who
mainstream.
Introduced me to YouTube.
But no, it was...
Somehow.
I was talking to James online, and we were talking about wrestling, and then I was like, James, I found a video clip of, because there was this match a long time ago that we used to laugh at because it was Psychosis, who was widely a jobber himself, but apparently Alex Wright must have pissed someone off politically because he was just getting jobbed on every show he was doing. And then James and I were laughing about this one where Psychosis, he beat, well, as his persona at the time was Berlin. He beat Berlin in like 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Berlin came in the ring and then like he attacked Psychosis, and then Psychosis reversed a couple moves, and then he did a springboard on the top rope flying plancha, and then like took down Berlin and pinned him right away. And I have a clip of just Psychosis jumping on the top rope and doing the plancha and the pinning him, and then you hear like Mike Tenay in the background, like, look at the agility! Psychosis with the flying plancha! And then he's like, 1, 2, 3! And then it's over! But that was it. And then like 2 weeks later, it's taken down. And I'm gonna send a warning notice from YouTube, and they're like, copyright infringement, World Championship Wrestling. I was like, what? And yeah, all it takes is someone.
What's hilarious because
so who's actually trolling around the sites? Does WWE like hire people to look for it?
I guess maybe. Who knows?
I mean, there's so many like on YouTube. There's already so many like music videos, and you know what I mean.
It's
like
I feel like most of the stuff I watch on YouTube is probably things that people alter that's already been copyrighted.
Yeah, I've had video clips taken down because they were like cool baseball plays, and it's like copyright Major League Baseball. Like,
but
what?
You know what annoys me, especially on the music videos in particular? People, before the music video is being played, it'll be like, Carolyn and Joe Show presents Shakira, Hips Don't Lie, or something.
What?
And, like, you know, or like, I don't know.
Is that true?
No. But like, I'm just saying, not us, but like, I hate it when like, there's like, some other people like, make up a random, that's like if we were to just take her clip. And, like, make it seem like we produced that video.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, have you, you've seen
yeah,
stuff
I've
like
seen
that.
That.
And I'm like, what? You didn't even produce that. Why are you putting it up as if your production company did that?
My least favorite.
I hate that.
My least favorite one is this, say you do have, like, Shakira's new, like, you know, whatever, Wolf video. But instead of, like, you know, copying it directly, you have, like, a video camera shooting it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I used to video camera my TV as it was playing, like, a video, a baseball clip or a wrestling clip.
And they still take those
down?
They
still take it down. Because now I'm rebroadcasting, you know, another television
so
station.
So that's even worse.
Yeah.
But at least you're not claiming, like, you produced the video.
Well, you know what I'm doing now is, it's actually pretty genius. I got the idea from some guy who did, He did. It was just called Freestyle Rap Video with Bonus Coverage. And then the bonus coverage was a 15-minute long promo between John Cena and Kurt Angle. But like the first 30 seconds was literally a freestyle rap that like filmed in some dude's basement.
That just reminds me of like, you know how when people have like porn videos or something, they'll have like a VHS that will say like Yankees game.
Yeah. No, what I do now is if I ever have something that I know is copywritten and I want to share, I have the necessary software. I have like Premiere and I can splice together my own video clips. I've like, you know, I've got like cats and dogs, you know, so I'll film my dog. I'll film my dog or one of my roommate's cats for 30 seconds, and then 30 seconds, and then I'll splice in exactly what I want to be showing. So anyone who, because I make if I'm posting a video, it's for a select audience that I'm going to share with myself. So I'll be like, just get past the first 30 seconds, and then the best part is when YouTube. I'll make sure that the thumbnail preview is of the cat.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave the description and the information of the cat or dog or whatever it is. And then
it'll be like a dog playing.
Yeah, and then the subcategory will be like animals, home movies. That never gets caught. Never gets caught.
But it's amazing how you say like all this copyrighted stuff and like probably like 80% of like the stuff all I see is just copyrighted stuff left and right.
The funny thing is that it's somewhere like more than anyone, people want to reference Family Guy more than anyone.
Really?
Yeah, and you can't. There's no Family Guy clips on YouTube because Fox owns them. Fox, like, puts the kibosh on every single thing that shows up.
That's the same thing with, like, Saturday Night Live. You can't get any Saturday Night Live clips on there.
At work, one of my project managers at that time was really adamant of, like, us watching Elf with Will Ferrell, and she found like all the clips. We watched the full movie on YouTube. Like we would just go from clip.
I'd gladly watch that movie again.
1, 2, 3, 4. Keep going.
I remember I
sat there and watched it.
I saw the G.I. Joe movie.
Oh God, that movie was awful.
I was looking for like the Cobra. La 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 la.
Oh, you're talking about the cartoon movie.
Yeah, not the.
Oh, good, good.
Not the Marlon Wayans one.
No Cobra. La 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 la.
Yeah. I was looking for that.
That was awesome.
The Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans and Wigger Duke.
Yeah.
Duke was such a wigger. I hated that.
I didn't see G.I. Joe. Did you watch G.I. Joe?
Yes. Duke was such a wigger.
Can you give me your let's give you a review of G.I. Joe then.
All right. Wigger Duke and
you can reveal spoilers on this too if you want.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to see it.
All right. Wigger Duke. Wigger Duke. Yeah. Wigger Duke is involved with the Baroness. They have a backstory which never happened in the cartoon. So. Like,
but that was—it's supposed to be based more on the comic, though, right?
I guess I never really read the comic, but like Wigger Duke and one of the Wayans brothers—they joined
the younger Wayans.
They joined G.I. Joe.
Eddie Winslow.
Eddie Wayans.
Yeah.
Eddie Wayans.
Eddie Wayans. Eddie Wayans Winslow. But yeah, Wigger Duke and the whatever his name is—they joined G.I. Joe and Cobra.
Wait, what? So what is G.I. Joe in this though? Is it like a special anti-terrorism group?
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, when SWAT fails, or it's like, when everyone else fails, G.I. Joe doesn't. But basically, Cobra...
But they're not the real American hero anymore,
no,
though, right?
No, they're not the real American hero. They're secret.
They're just like hitmen.
Yeah, more or less. They're mercenaries. But the Cobra developed like these, like, they're like parasitic, like, robots. Like imagine robotic fleas. Imagine that. They created all these microscopic organisms that were like robots, and they could destroy anything because they like termites. They would eat through anything. And then basically they had bombs where when the bomb explodes, it sprays these things everywhere, and then they would just destroy everything in their path.
And I'm assuming this is like their main weapon.
Yeah, that's Cobra's weapon. And basically
Joseph Levitt, what's his face?
Yeah, the kid from Brick and...
He's in G.I. Joe?
Yeah, he's who becomes Cobra Commander.
Hmm.
I want to know...
There's a spoiler right there.
I really want to know the story of that. I want to know
like
how...
I like that actor, though. Really he's a good actor.
I really want to know how he goes from 10 Things I Hate About You to being Cobra Commander.
You know the
Commander.
Funny thing is, he's... Actually, I remember reading in some publication, he regretted doing it.
What, 10 Things?
No,
oh, G.I. Joe.
He regretted doing it.
I saw an interview of Joseph like promoting that. He was like, you know, it's just
he doesn't really care.
It's just you know, it's just an action.
It was
thing.
A paycheck. If anything, it's a paycheck.
Probably
but
a pretty big paycheck.
Yeah,
I hope.
It was a big
maybe,
fat
like,
paycheck.
The way he maybe the way it was presented to him, he thought it would be all right, and then the way it actually turned out.
The way it was presented
like,
to him is the way it was presented to all the reputable actors.
A big
who were
a big giant
our age.
A big giant check first.
No, they were like, it's G.I. Joe. You guys remember G.I. Joe? And then like. Brendan Fraser, he makes a cameo and
what?
Yeah, he's.
I didn't know he was in that.
Oh,
let's just spoil the whole.
See,
all right, you
what?
Know, you
now,
know.
Now
right.
I feel like I need to see it.
You know who? Well, no, Brendan Fraser's in for like a minute tops.
That's a lot.
And you want to know whose role he is? He's basically Sergeant Slaughter.
Are you
what?
Serious?
Yes.
But he is Sergeant Slaughter.
I don't know. I don't remember like if they call him Sergeant Slaughter, but he's the drill sergeant that whips. Wigger Duke and the Wayans brother into G.I. Joe shape. He's such a wigger, man. He's all like, yo, man, what are you guys doing? I want in.
Are you serious? Yeah. He says yo?
Yeah, he...
I guess he should say yo.
He speaks like a wigger. He's a wigger. He's Duke.
You know what's funny is that when I looked at the commercials for G.I. Joe, I couldn't really tell who Duke was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is true. No, Duke...
All I can tell is Marlon Wayans like, and Iron Man. Iron Man suits were in there.
Yeah, that was stupid.
So basically, as the plot was, they're like,
it was stupid.
But wait, so I want to know about more about Cobra Commander here.
All right, so
because that's what blows my mind. Also, they changed the way Cobra Commander looks.
So
like,
the basic
right?
plot is, okay, so Wigger Duke, he's engaged to the blonde chick, or he's engaged to Sienna Miller, while they're civilians, and he's about to get deployed, and Sienna Miller. Her little brother is a brick guy. Third Rock from the Sun guy.
Third Rock.
I'll just call him Third Rock.
Third Rock.
All right,
third
so rock. so they're all like Wigger Duke was engaged to Sienna Miller, and he and Third Rock were getting deployed to like Afghanistan, and then she was all like, "Promise me you'll look after my little brother," and he's all like, "I will, baby." It is like Wigger, it is like Wigger voice.
Is this acting better than Twilight acting?
You know, honestly, Twilight had better acting.
So
wow.
That doesn't say a whole lot. But anyways, in Afghanistan, they like Wigger Duke is protecting Third Rock, and then they're like, we called for the chopper. They're coming, but they're under heavy fire, so they go in this house. And then Wigger Duke's like,
calling him Wigger.
He's Wigger Duke. He's not Duke.
It's hilarious.
Duke would be played by like
John Claude Van Damme,
like James Vanderbeek or something.
Oh my gosh,
James Vanderbeek. That
he'd be a better Duke than Channing Tatum.
But listen to James Vanderbeek's voice.
I don't care. No, believe me. At least
James Vanderbeek talks like
you could have a southern drawl and be a little bit more convincing as Duke.
I'm Dawson.
Then like, yo, what have you guys got going? I want in.
Let's go play some basketball.
It's like Eminem. You may as well got Eminem, Marshall Mathers to be Duke.
Marshall
Fuck
Mathers.
Fuck this Channing Tatum guy. But anyways, the house blows up, and supposedly Third Rock was in it when it blew up.
Oh, no.
And therefore, he's considered to be dead. So Wigger Duke goes back to the United States, and then Sienna Miller dumps him because he didn't keep his promise, and his brother is no longer safe. And then she ends up joining Cobra.
Just because of that.
Just because of that, more or less.
I'm going to join a terrorism group.
I'm just going to join these Cobra guys. But and then, like, you know, that's when they try to start taking over the world. But it turns out, Third Rock didn't die in the blast. He found a hidden bunker in that house.
Sure he did.
And then within the hidden bunker...
How are you supposed to get to this hidden bunker, like, seconds before it explodes?
I don't know. This is how weak the plot was. And then in the hidden bunker, he found out how to create these little nano organisms that ate through everything.
Mm. What, in the bunker?
Yeah, in the bunker.
What?
It was like a secret lab.
This is like Iron Man, like how he's like down there. I've created this thing for my heart.
Or it's like Chris Angel, how he survived that hotel implosion.
It's like David Blaine. But yeah, it was such a horrible, weak plot. And then just nothing made sense. And in the end, like, Cobra Commander, he's like, I'm no longer the doctor. You'll call me Cobra Commander or something stupid like that. And then I left.
You just left?
I left. And I was doing. As I walked out of the theater, my roommate, who had gone to go see a different movie, she was like, how was it?
You started just weeping.
I did that Eddie Guerrero jerking motion. I was like, bad movie. It was awful.
Man.
So, Danny, now that you mentioned the Third Rock from the Sun guy, I'm wondering if you saw a movie with him and your crush, Zooey Deschanel.
I never saw. Well, it was 100 or was it 500
Days? 500
Days.
I never saw
500 Days.
I have a poster of 500 Days for Summer.
I wanted to see it, but I just never really took the time to see it.
You know what? They're pushing for that to be part of the Best Picture.
Really?
Really?
Best, because it's 10. You have 10 spots.
That's
for
right.
Best Picture.
They changed it. They changed
so
it.
So like, you got to fit
the reason,
something.
And
in
you
there.
Know what? I disagree with them opening it up to 10 because, first of all, it
kills the
you don't really,
credibility of the other five. Then
exactly.
Oh, but what was their game? What were they trying to do? They're trying to
make
get
monies.
More audience because they're like, oh look, 500 Days of Summer's in it. I like that movie. You know, they're trying.
Wow,
to,
that was nominated.
Yeah. They're trying to do that.
That, but also they get more nomination perks because if you're on the board.
Then you get a free screener copy.
You get free movies. They can incentives for you to vote for it. You get trips. You get shirts. You get whatever else swag
trips?
You want
to
get.
Well, come on, 500 Days of Summer was an independent film to begin with, so
I mean,
they'll send you like a box of Girl Scout cookies.
Well,
right.
Maybe for
crackers.
That one.
Well, what won
but
last
I'm just
year?
Saying,
though? What won for Best Picture last year?
I don't remember.
Slumdog.
Yeah.
Indie film.
Yeah, I mean, it can go... It,
or, I guess,
it can,
Bollywood.
Bollywood's got more money
what
than Hollywood.
What was that accent?
But, you know...
Bollywood.
Iron Man.
Slushy.
Welcome to
in
the
India,
cookie, Mark.
We do not have iron.
Hey, man.
We have bronze, man.
I mean, yeah, like, I'm just saying...
Oh, they're horrible.
This
is the first time we did Indian voices on this.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Anyway.
That's not fair. A white guy does Apu's voice, so...
This is true.
Well, basically, I'm saying, like, with the Oscar thing, it's like, I don't think they should have went to 10.
No.
It's only 10 for Best Picture, though, right? Not every
yeah,
other
only
one.
For
oh, thank
Best,
God.
Only for Best Picture. But
imagine...
it's still, like, a way for people just to get more swag.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's what it's all
I
about.
Mean, any award ceremony or any festival, it's still just a business.
It is.
They're still selling commercial time, you know?
Yeah.
People still got...
And they don't even give away, like... 2/3 of the results.
Yeah,
they only broadcast like 2 hours of it, and they still like,
and still people don't care about the technical awards.
You know,
they have
you
their
know,
own night for it.
Putting that into perspective, now I can understand why Will Smith never shows up because it's probably got to be like a 7-hour event.
But he showed up for Ali when he was nominated for Ali.
No, he wasn't there. It was like and nominated for Best Actor. And then they nominated all the guys, and then they had a picture of Will Smith when they said, Will Smith nominated for Ali. And he didn't win anyway, so
he
it
shows
didn't
up to the Grammys all the time.
Maybe he just likes to see the concert there.
I mean, should Will Smith win an Oscar at this point?
At this point, no.
I mean,
I don't think he's done anything this year. Well, this year he hasn't really done anything to be worthy of one.
A couple weeks ago with the Black Friday, we were looking at all like the movies, like the $3.99 movies that are being sold, and we were passing judgment on like we know which movies that no one likes.
Yeah, that's how you know.
In a $3.99 movie, and if they're still there,
yep.
No one likes it. Guess what was there? 7 pounds.
iRobot.
Will Smith, 7 pounds.
That was a little too heavy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told
like,
Joe.
It looked like one person took a DVD. That's it.
Because I think a lot of people like that's a movie for a certain type of person, and then at the same time you have to be prepared to watch it.
Yeah, you have to be in the right mood.
You're gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna watch
it. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it, but I just know that that's not something that everyone's gonna quickly grab up like right before the holiday.
What was
time.
That movie he did about the guy down on his luck who was really smart, but he was trying to get that job for his kid?
Oh, the Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah,
happiness.
That,
never
see,
saw
again,
that either.
That's a little too thick. I'm sure it's a good fulfilling to portray that character.
It's like
at the
heavy.
Same time, you're not gonna watch it when you want to feel good.
Yeah,
watch it because it's
you're gonna watch like Drag Me to Hell if you want to feel good or something like that.
Yeah, you get in the mood to watch like a horror flick or a comedy or a stoner. You get in the mood.
And
for
that's also another reason why I think funny people didn't do as well as people like wanted it to, because you have to actually be in a mood to see that. I think.
I saw it in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but it's
you,
not.
But were you expecting like oh, I can't handle these chairs, man?
Yeah. I like that scene in Vegas with Paul Rudd in Knocked Up when they are all sitting in different chairs.
This room has 7 different types of chairs.
That's like one of my favorite scenes, and I know it wasn't even like a main one from the movie. And they probably easily, if they were to cut one more scene from Knocked Up, it would probably have been that, because it has very little relevance to any of it. Except for it's a bonding between the two guys, but besides that,
You're a shitty husband.
That scene doesn't have much going for it if you really think about it.
No, it really doesn't. It's just another Vegas montage.
Yeah, and
it's
but
just
I,
like,
hey, but
let's
you know
extend
what?
The
I,
journey.
But I like the seat scene a lot, and I'm glad they didn't cut that.
Well, what was the reason why they, you know, why would they keep it in there? Like, is there any reason do you think they would keep in that
Maybe
scene?
Maybe they just had heart because, for it.
Well, no, part of the story was they wanted to... Two dudes just wanted to get away from their wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their women. And
but even, like, in particular, the seat scene, though, could have been taken out.
But you
it really had
but
no
you
relevance.
Love that scene. Maybe
I
that's
do
the
love
reason,
that scene.
Dude.
I thought that's where they had the revelation that they needed to go back.
It is, because then he was like, yeah, she loves me. He, like, realized that, like, everything's great. But it's still, it was a wacky scene from a normal mid-person perspective. Average person perspective. It's a really kind of creepy.
Pisses me off
scene.
No matter how much I gamble in Vegas, I've never gotten an invitation to stay at Treasure Island.
Really?
Yeah, where that scene was. Treasure Island's like
go to Treasure
that,
Island.
That's an elusive hotel. That's hard to
so
get
So how
rooms
do you
at.
Get in there?
How did he get in there, man?
You got enough money, you'll pay to We'll see the thing is
so
I
how do you
I
get
can
how
pay.
Do you get, how
I can,
do you...
I can pay to stay there, but
how much is it?
Probably a lot. I'm
really?
Talking about never been comped. You gamble any hotel enough, they'll eventually start comping you. I've gambled a lot at Treasure Island. I've lost a lot of money at Treasure Island, but they will never send me comps.
Hmm.
The thing is, I don't play slot machines.
I've never been to Treasure Island.
If you want comps, you play slots.
How does Treasure Island look inside? Is it like really much
any
like
any other casino?
Any
really?
Other? There's no like, oh wow, it's like.
But how
treasure
come,
ship
so,
or something like that.
Nope,
so their rooms are so great or something?
No, their location is really good. It's like you're on a really hot property, the part of the strip. You look outside and there's like the nice hotels, and then you look outside and you can maybe watch the pirate show anytime you want.
Hmm.
The outside's cool.
There's a pirate show?
There's a pirate show.
What is the pirate show?
It's just pirate ships that 3 times a day they have the full show, but other than that they just do like these little skits, like pirate fights, fake pirate fights, and then guys jumping off the boat and into the water below. And at night, at like the midnight show, they do this like dancing montage and
what?
Yeah, it's like a 15-minute like show.
That's cool.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Isn't Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland coming out this summer? Or is that coming out in 2010?
That was 2010.
2010, I think. I don't know when though. I haven't memorized it. I think in the spring, but I'm not quite sure. I can't remember these days.
You know, I know a lot of people out there are sort of like second guessing, like. Checking out like Avatar, but you know what? I want to see Avatar in IMAX 3D.
I just
want to see a giant screen and it's 3D, dude.
You know what's really weird is that movie
Avatar.
Yeah, well, Avatar.
That chick.
But then there's the Last Airbender.
Yeah, the M. Night.
Yeah, but you know what that's based off, right?
The cartoon?
A cartoon called Avatar.
Yeah.
The Last Airbender.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
They're two totally separate things,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but when I saw the Avatar thing, I was like, is that the same movie? What? I don't remember those characters in that show. And then my friend was like, no, that's a totally different movie.
They need to find a way to really
yeah, but could the timing be any worse to bring that movie out?
But they're not they're released at separate... Big separate times.
They just
yeah, I understand that.
They
but
should totally market as like Nickelodeon's Avatar.
But here, look, this is the trap where this Avatar name falls into. You can't rename Avatar The Last Airbender, and no one can tell James Cameron what to do. You know what I mean? It's like, well, we can't change Avatar The Last Airbender. Well, it's James Cameron. James Cameron.
You know,
won't
you
get
know what probably
murdered.
Happened? James Cameron reserved the name Avatar first.
Yeah,
that's probably what happened. That's why they were like, well, we want to make this movie anyways. And they're like, well, make your movie and call it something different. So that's why they're just calling it The Last Airbender.
And
but any
oh, are they still going to have the name Avatar in front of The Last Airbender? Or is it just The Last Airbender?
I think they're just calling it The Last Airbender.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. See, I didn't know about that. I thought it was Avatar.
Falls to the mighty James Cameron.
Ooh,
dude.
Dang. And good, and Nickelodeon falls, too. Right.
Everyone falls to James Cameron and his $500 million movie.
No joke.
Dang.
Explosions.
All right, what's your predictions on Avatar right now? Is it going to get its money back?
No.
There's no way.
No.
They're going to have to save Africa before they're going to get that money back, dude.
Yeah, it feels weird to know that a movie is being made for that much money when you can basically save a country for that.
You know what was it? The people who made Troy, they're exhaling in like relief right now. So remember Troy, they had like a, what was it, like a ridiculous like $160 million budget. They didn't even make close to that back.
Did you watch that movie, though, Troy?
I never saw it. Was it good?
It wasn't entertaining. I mean, like, it looked cool. I mean, and there was a bunch of shots of Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt and Eric Bana.
Yeah.
Those two muscular dudes.
So why, if Twilight made so much money from being a shitty script and a shitty movie but had guys with their shirts off, why couldn't Brad Pitt do that?
Because it didn't have the female following.
Why not? Brad Pitt has shirt off.
Twilight already had, like, its doesn't invested matter. Female
Twilight,
following.
Twilight, it appeals to 40-year-old women. Pathetic women, that is.
And also, like, 15-year-old girls.
Girls from the age 12. Girls between the age of 12 and 44 are... That's a wide spectrum. To
yeah, basically all women.
You're getting all their money.
All women.
All of them. Troy, like, Brad Pitt. Let's face it. The Brad Pitt crushes, they're all growing up, too. I think we're, like, the last... Our age is probably, like, the last area. Now, lot of girls are like... Yeah, he's kind of good looking, but he's a little old for me.
I mean, what was the last good Brad Pitt movie?
I don't know, but you
cool
want to know something?
Ocean's 13.
I actually do not really have much of an attraction to Brad Pitt, like, personally. I think he's a good looking guy. Like, there's no denying that. It's freaking Brad Pitt. But, like, as far as, like, him getting me into a movie theater to, like, see him without a shirt off, or with a shirt off or whatever, I don't really care to see it.
Yeah,
I mean, he's always with his shirt off in every one of his
movies. But it's like I don't know. It doesn't really do
the
much
way the
for
look
me.
On his face. Just he looks detached from the rest of humanity.
I liked him in Snatch.
I mean, he's a fine actor. He's a good looking guy.
But come on, the story. Who has a history book, the story of Troy does not sound nearly as appealing to the 12 to 44 year old pathetic woman audience than vampires that glitter and. It's a glorified fantasy for some fat southern woman.
Did you say vampires that glitter?
Yeah, they glitter.
What?
They glitter.
So didn't I, oh, you didn't did, I you show showed, you? I showed you the just... doll today at Target. They had the Edward doll and it had glitter just, on it. I was showing you it.
I thought that was just for like the Barbie doll. Oh, look, it's Barbie. It
no,
glitters.
He glitters.
That's lame.
And then I was telling you about the shirts. Okay, like there's, who's that other dude? The new one?
Jacob.
Okay, so there's like Team Edward and Team Jacob or whatever.
Both
and,
faggots.
And so the people on the Team Jacob, I guess that support him, were having shirts that say, "Real men don't glitter."
It's lame.
Remember I was telling you that? So I guess I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. So I guess apparently Edward
glows.
Well,
the other one should say, "Real men don't drive Jeeps." There are a bunch of red corns.
But I want to just say I'm on Camp Edward for now. This isn't a perspective of having never read the books or any of the movies, never seen any of the movies, but I feel like Edward is just better.
All I remember is I went to go see Twilight because I didn't have to pay for it because my roommate didn't want to see it by herself, and I ruined it for about an entire row of pathetic women behind me because I kept laughing during the movie.
Let me see if I can get this. We have a clip here that I wanted to play for Danny.
Specifically for Danny.
I hope I can get it to play.
This is all raw. Very raw.
Very raw.
Where is it? Oops, my fault.
Too much damage. This is gonna be real.
No, but this is exactly why you haven't met my mother. Because you don't know how to ease people into this situation.
Baby.
You just force your way in.
Baby,
every time.
Baby, I thought maybe for one second in this godforsaken town I could be myself.
No.
I'm so sorry. No, you're right. I should just butch up and pretend that I don't love it when you shove your dick in my mouth.
This is the best night of my life.
Am I making a spectacle? Because I could make a much bigger scene.
Really are.
I'm sorry. Pittsburgh, listen up, Monrovers. My name is Brandon St. Randy, and I love Bobby Long.
Fucking A.
Is that enough for you? Is that enough of a scene? Because I could start doing a lot worse than that. And the reason you haven't taken me home to your mother's, and your mother with her makeup and all her drinking, she's in the closet too.
They fight just like real people.
I thought I could be a conduit for you.
Thank you.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not.
Did I miss it?
I'll email you, Brandon.
Zach, it was so nice to meet you.
I think I missed it. My fault.
And I will be patient with you. I will be there on your journey. I will be your Sherpa up the mountain of gayness.
I missed it. I wanted to get that line for you, Danny. My
damn,
fault.
It's all right.
We'll get here.
Shut your mouth before I fuck it.
Are you fucking with me?
No, they're fucking with each other.
Oh my god. No.
What?
Granny panties?
Granny panties.
Excuse me?
How can you tell?
This is
how
so crazy.
How can you tell? I like
I
how he says, how can
you
tell?
Just watching you, like, right before we got here. This is so crazy. This is you, right?
My name's Granny Panties, and nobody wants to fuck me.
Nothing's whiter than my big gay ass.
Where'd you get that? Oh, I entered gay and ass, and it was the top hit. It's had 200,000 views in 3 hours. Honey, you are, like, I'm actually jealous right now because you're, like, super famous. What, baby, please take our picture.
Take our picture
with Granny Panties.
I hope we get to this. This is awesome. Want...
All right, smile. Okay, got it.
Did you get it? Oh, thank you, baby.
Email me that.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's the worst photographer. Okay, good.
You're gay?
Yeah.
And I'm on the internet wearing a diaper?
Who knew you'd come to Pittsburgh and meet a celebrity?
I'm gonna binge drink now until I pass out.
Okay. She'll be fine. So you guys suck each other's cocks, huh?
What? Like crazy.
Okay, that's enough, I think.
Oh, I'm embarrassing him. I love when he gets embarrassed. He's not living out loud, you know, so he gets all like, oh,
you guys are totally in love, aren't you?
Zachary, we are.
Wow,
Zachary.
God, I want to eat him up.
Save some for me.
I can't keep my hands off him. I'm so sorry.
One too many.
You know what? Although he does most of the eating in the sack, if you know what I mean. In the sack and out the sack.
All right, that's enough. You've drunk too much. You do this every time. You get too merry for everybody in the room, and you can't contain yourself.
Well, I'm sorry. And by containing myself, do you mean containing myself in the closet? In a closet of denial? No.
Is that shit, this is not real.
No, but this is exactly why you haven't met my mother.
It must be another scene.
Must be another scene.
Yeah.
Like, remember he calls him or something at some point? And they're, like, on set in L.A. or something?
I don't know if I remember that.
Whoops.
There's no such thing as free titties, is there, Zach?
I'll try to find that one.
Is there?
But, dude, that's Mr. Justin Long's, like,
yes.
Been, like, in everything, right?
Mac guy.
Justin Long.
I knew
Long.
He was a faggot.
Oh! I don't think Justin Long's a faggot. He's dating Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore looks like a little boy. That says speaks volumes.
Oh, dang.
Eat it, homo.
You know what? I still like Justin Long, and I liked him in Drag Me to Hell. Joe, did you like him in Drag Me to Hell?
Yeah. Does he get dragged down to hell?
No.
Damn it.
And I liked him in Zach and Miri Make a Porno. I like him in all the Mac ads.
I liked him in Zach and Miri Make a Porno because he was playing himself.
Oh,
go on, let me see.
Anyway.
I just want to see some free titties. That's all. But there's no such thing as free titties. Is there, Zach? Is there?
Fuck this noise. Why don't we just get another?
There we go, dude.
Well, you got one clip.
There we go.
That's
got
on the
one
actual
clip.
Soundtrack, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's on the end of one of the tracks.
I wasn't paying attention. What were you saying about Justin Long?
He's gay.
Is Justin Long gay?
Danny is arguing that he's gay.
Yes.
I am saying he's dating Drew Barrymore,
right,
which confirms he's
Drew
not gay.
What Drew Barrymore here? Is practically a man.
Drew Barrymore is practically a man.
Look at her.
Just look at her.
I'm not saying I'm the best Drew Barrymore fan out there, but I'm just saying he's dating Drew Barrymore. And she's
a woman. Are you just basing this because Justin Long played a really good, like, gay porn actor?
Because he's a good actor?
No, bottom line is I can't stand the Mac vs. PC ads.
Oh, dang. But you know what? I think Justin Long, he's very promising. He's, like, one of my favorite new actors. Or, like, new meaning.
New actors.
Like, he's, you know, within the past few years, coming down. He's young, new. New to me. You know, like, he's been around for a few years, but he's still up and coming, and he's one of my favorite young actors.
So he was in Zach and Miri. He was in...
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
He was in Accepted.
Yeah, he was in Accepted.
I like that one, too, because he was playing himself.
Yeah.
Big loser. He just ran his mouth all the time.
Dang.
He was in Drag Me to Hell. He's in that new movie with,
He's in Drew Barrymore.
He's in Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
That's
your
awesome.
Ass.
What?
Because, you know, gay guys like anal.
And, like, what else was he, That's it so far, right?
Hopefully it stays that way.
Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, I already mentioned Drag Me to Hell. And then he's in the Mac commercials.
He's got to be into something else. I don't know.
Nah, that's it.
Yeah, dudes.
Superman.
At least he's better than Dude You're Getting a Dill.
So what do you guys feel about
those
ads?
His career further.
Do you guys actually enjoy those ads? Because what, you work on a PC, right?
No, I.
Or are you working on a Mac? Or you just don't like those. You just don't like those ads.
I just don't like the ads. I think they're conceited and hypocritical.
But they are, aren't they?
I think the ads are fine.
And they're very false. I've had just as much problem on a Mac as I've ever had on a PC.
I just like Justin Long. So what? Can't I like him?
What was it? What was the line we were trying to hear?
Shut your fucking mouth before I fuck it.
I like how he can show a diverse range.
Thank you for your awesome writing, Kevin Smith.
And anyone can show diverse range.
Yeah, but not everyone can play a gay guy like that.
Ving Rhames did.
Who?
Ving Rhames.
Who's that?
Big black guy from Dawn of the Dead. What else has he been in?
Is that the guy in Striptease?
Yeah, he was like the bouncer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He always
plays a big that's militant the
dude that,
black guy.
That's the dude that gets raped in Pulp Fiction.
Yes, that was him.
He's like, you get out of here. I'm gonna clean this mess.
Dude, yeah, he was the boxer, Fiction. And he was in Mars Attacks.
Yeah, he is. Where is he now? He's nowhere.
The last movie I saw him in was I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Oh, man. He was that huge, big guy, and everyone's scared of him.
You saw I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry?
It was on HBO.
Why? Yeah.
It actually wasn't very bad.
I don't have any desire in seeing that.
Yeah, it was on TV. It was on Cinemax for me.
And they had all they had was, like, Jessica Biel, and then they had...
Oh,
what's his,
gosh.
What's his name?
Freaking banging body then.
What's her name? What's his name? Adam Sandler was in there, yeah.
And the fat guy from King of Queens.
Kevin James.
Yeah. The fat guy.
I don't even know his name.
King of Queens.
I don't even know her name.
That's just such a wrong show, because the chick who played Stacy from Saved by the Bell is so hot.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Leah Remini.
Well, so basically that's been this week's show, guys. We're going to end it with just name dropping from one by one.
And it wasn't very racist.
I hope you enjoyed the Justin Long clips.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you.
Shut your fucking mouth before I fuck.
Well, guys.
We should just isolate that one clip of Justin Long.
And just play it back and forth.
You should have it as a programmable button.
I want to try to do that.
Like the Howard Stern show. It always has the fart sounds and stuff as isolated clips.
I'm going to try to set that up. But thanks for tuning in, guys. Subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe.
We're on iTunes.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Danny.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Everyone, have a good night. Subscribe. curls-studio.com. astraightproductions.com. Catch y'all later. Good night.